The Dr. Zam Show Season 2, Episode 5, People Judging You, Haters Hating You? Brought to you by Sugarless Me. By Dr. Zam, Dr. Zam's Amaze, all-natural sweetener and indulge sugar-free ice cream. Always made delicious, zero sugar added. Get your sugar-free delicious treats and more at sugarless.com.
Good morning, world. I'm here again on the beach. My favorite part of this whole place is actually the beach. Especially early in the morning on a working day for most people. I mean, I'm still working, right? This is what I love to do. So I'm on this beach. It's such a blessing, isn't it? All right, let me just show you around. It's a little bit cloudy today. Normally it would be very bright and sunny, but today it's a little bit more cloudy than normal. Right, so I'm going to talk about how should you feel when someone is judging you, always hating you, you know. We have haters, we have people who, I don't know, they judge you badly, they think negative things about you, and then that's not the worst is they spread all this negativity and things like that. Now, like I've mentioned before, either on my podcast show, the Dr. Zam show, in the Walk Your Talk, in my books, in my courses, or in my articles, or whatever it is, I've always mentioned that, you know, in the early years of my life, I have been studying different religions. I was born a Muslim, but I wasn't really a practicing Muslim when I was young. Then I went to a Christian school, and then after that, I learned about Buddhism and things like that. You know, it was through Christianity that I realized God actually loves us very much. And then after that, I tried to seek for the truth, and I found it in Islam. So I'm very fortunate that Islam actually has an answer to this. What do you do when people judge you, right? So what's the belief system when it comes to such a thing? So in Islam, basically, when people talk bad about you, guess what? In God's eyes, it doesn't matter. In fact, God is going to remove your sins away from you each time somebody speaks ill about you, right? So the way I look at it is, it's a good deed machine generator. Let people say whatever they want about you, because it doesn't change a fact, you know. All you have to do is just be yourself. Because as in my own observations or our observation, we realize that people judge because they do not have all the facts about you, right? Nobody knows you. Even your closest friends or closest family members, they don't really know you. They will also be judging you. They will think of you in a certain way. So the best is to just let it be. You know, focus on your life. Because hatred doesn't do much to you. I mean, yeah, some people will take actions that show that they hate you, and they will try to ruin you, right? So you just do your best to defend yourself. But when it comes to what people say or what people think about you, don't think too much about it. Because that's, you know, when you become known, when more people know you, that's exactly what they will do. Because you can never please everybody. Right? So there are only certain people in this world that you should, you know, probably reflect upon what they have to tell you. Probably they give you a certain feedback. Then you can actually take up their feedback, you know, and probably reflect and understand why. So today I just observed the tide is a little bit strange in the sense that it's very low tide. Right? Super low tide. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. So let people judge you, let them think whatever they want. You know, probably they had a bad experience with you or whatever they heard. So for me, I'm just thankful that I've gone through it all. To the extent that I just smile and think about, oh dear, these people are actually saying bad things about me, and you know, I'm just getting free good deeds out of their actions. It's okay, you know, because that's what life's about, you know. Okay, so this is the first time I'm actually under the jetty because the water is really low tide. I think it's the first time I'm under a jetty in my whole life. So normally people will collect barnacles down here. Maybe some... Okay, there's a crab. Small crab. There's a crab there. There's a lot of barnacles here. Let me just see whether the crab is still alive. Oh, it is alive. Oh, it's dead. This crab is dead. Oh, it's a baby crab. Oh. Alright, yeah, so don't worry too much about what people say or think about you. You know, just live your life the way you want. Some people, they are just envious of you, they're jealous. Some people, they just have such personality. Some people are very sensitive, you know, because of what you did, and then after that they can never get over it. So different people have different characteristics and personalities, you know what I mean? So just let it be, right? And enjoy your life, enjoy nature. Why think about what people have to say about you? For me, I don't really care. I mean, I'm not gonna waste my time and energy on negativity. I mean, there's so many things to achieve in life. I mean, like in one of my podcast episodes, we were doing the random picks of my Amazon number one hot new release book, 365 Life Lessons at 40. I happened to pick a life lesson about something really drama, right? So the title of the podcast show was Drama Kills Dreams. So yeah, get out of it. We have so many things to achieve in life. You know, no point dwelling over it. Let them say whatever they want. You know, most important is you know yourself, right? So I'm really fortunate that I get to be here. You know, normally, in the morning, there will be water under the jetty. It's pretty interesting that I'm fortunate enough to be here. So today must be a very good day. So as you can see, you know, if you just stay in your room or in your house, you know, you don't go out, because nature is really beautiful, you don't know what you're missing out on. You know, you get your oxygen and you get to be in nature. So yeah, so be out there in nature. Don't just stay in your house. Yeah, there's COVID-19, but just walk, move your body, you know, and just have fun. Explore things, don't worry, you know. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Most important is you live your life the best way you can. You know, find something that you have passion in and live life with a purpose. And everything else, it doesn't matter, right? So for those of us who believe in God and the afterlife, we know at the end of all this, we're going to meet the maker, right? So just chill. Live life with a purpose and do what you're passionate about. And I'm just so blessed that I'm able to do all of this. you know. So that's why I look out for my look out for some resources on entrepreneurship, because I believe everybody should have this sort of life whereby you have the freedom of time, you know. This is what I call real freedom, right? This is what I call real wealth. You know, to be able to be here early in the morning and enjoy nature all by yourself, and to do it every single day of your life. That's a blessing. Alright, so everyone, I shall see you all again in another day. Remember, every day is a great day. You can always do that. Right, so you matter. You always matter first. You are the one that matters first. So you deserve the best life. So empower yourself. Take care. See you guys again. Bye.